Here with WFYI News Education Reporter Eric Weddle. Eric, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
So this is our second discussion about education issues at the State House this session. Last week, we discussed the ongoing conflict between the State Board of Education and Superintendent Glenda Ritz. This week, we're taking a look at school vouchers here in Indiana. The program began back in 2011 under former Governor Mitch Daniels. The idea is that vouchers allow low-income families to take their public tax dollars that would be spent on them in public school and use it to pay for their children's tuition at private or religious schools. So what's the issue now?
Well, sure. So right now, Indiana has the largest voucher program in the country. Nearly 30,000 students are taking part of that. And it's part of Governor Mike Pence's new budget proposal. He wants to lift the cap on the vouchers. Right now, it's $4,800 for some families. And school reform advocates and most Republicans are very excited about this, but others have concerns.
So Governor Pence has been taking his education message on the road, and that includes championing the state's voucher program. Let's take a listen to what he said Wednesday in testimony before the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce in Washington.
Our voucher program not only encompasses now some 30,000 students, but 4 out of 5 of our voucher students attend schools that are ranked A or B in the state's accountability system.
So a state law to create vouchers in 2011 was passed, but it wound up in court. Tell us what happened there.
Well, yeah, so under former Governor Mitch Daniels and former Superintendent Tony Bennett, the Choice Scholarship Program, which is its official name, was created, and some teachers and schools weren't happy about it, and they were backed by the Indiana State Teachers Association to sue the state over that, and the lawsuit made its way up to the Supreme Court in the state, and the state ruled that it was constitutional.
So why has there been so much pushback?
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons for that. Proponents, you know, who want vouchers say that it allows families to take the tax dollars that would be used to educate their child and use it how they want. The opponents of it say that this unfairly takes money away from the public school system, and the majority of it is benefiting religious schools, especially the Catholic and Christian schools. But what we're hearing right now, though, is there are also some concerns over the financial aspects of it in terms of the transparency and how much it really costs. And then just recently, about 80 schools to take vouchers actually returned nearly $4 million of money that they were overpaid by the state. The schools did it on their own. Nobody really knew about it. So there's people wondering if the program is being watched close enough.
So explain to me exactly what it means when Governor Pence says he wants to lift the cap on vouchers for students in grades 1 through 8.
So right now, for students in grades 1 through 8 on a voucher, the maximum number that they can get is $4,800. Students in different grades, they can get more money, usually 50% to 90% of the amount of money they would receive at a public school. So this is going to open up more tuition support for these students in these grades.
So what sort of debate is this setting up at the State House?
Well, all of it is about money and one way or the other. You know, right now, Governor Pence, he is proposing an increase in school funding, but some of that's going to go to charters, some of it's going to go towards this voucher expansion, and some of it's going to go to public schools. So right now, people are looking at the dollars. Vouchers aren't going away. That's not a debate this year at all. But one question that is being raised by Senator Karen Talion, she has a bill that would actually limit vouchers to 20,000. But she told me this week that she didn't expect that bill to be heard, but what she wants to do is actually start the conversation about how much the voucher program costs.
All right, let's take a listen to that.
So I am trying to point out that we've got a really serious issue with school funding, and this is not about whether you like vouchers or you think that we should spend money on public schools or private schools. It's just about the reality that we've opened up a program that has gone from 7,500 kids to 15,000 to 25,000 to 30,000. And by the end of this biennium budget, we could have another 30,000 kids. So that's another $300 million.
So what she's saying there is it's not whether you like vouchers, you don't like vouchers, but the program might be getting too big. What's that say about the chances for Governor Pence's proposal?
I think his proposal, there's going to be a lot of support for it. I think a lot of Democrats, though, want to see the money examined more. And other people also are talking about creating different actual funds for public schools, charter schools, and for vouchers. A lot of Republicans don't agree that's a good idea.
WFYI education reporter Eric Weddle, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Chris.